Lovely. Manu Dibango. And a piece called New Bell. To take us out for the morning, because it's getting close to midday, so I better clean all this shit up and get out of here. Coming through to take you into the weekend in a smooth and groovy fashion will be Mr. Ennio Styles. But thanks everybody who joined us on the blower this morning. Thanks to Mighty Tim for handling the phonage. Without that, the show is an even bigger shambles than it sounds. And thanks to the Queen of Collins Street Dimmicks, Miss Kerry Window, for reading recommendations and brain food. If I don't see you under a table first, I'll speak to you here next week. And now it's time for the midday news from the journalism students at RMIT.
This is Triple R Radio News with Matthew Yunan,
Isabella Chambers
and Lily Beamish.
Victoria Police say they haven't been requested to remove pro-Palestinian protesters camped inside a building at the University of Melbourne. Ashlyn Hanna reports from the scene.
Standing outside the Arts West building on the university's Parkville campus, it's hard to get inside. Nearly all the doors are locked, but through a window a handful of tents can be seen. Protesters are calling for the university to cut ties with Israeli-linked companies. Undergrad student Alex Lightfoot says she's been camped inside for 2 nights now.
We're still feeling positive today.
She says the university has threatened the protesters with disciplinary and police action. All classes inside the building were yesterday cancelled. Ashlyn Hannah reports for Triple R News.
Multiple artists have withdrawn from Melbourne's Rising Festival and a key funding partner has dropped its support. Lily Beamish reports.
The Besson Family Foundation has pulled funding for this year's festival after multiple artists withdrew. Artists Dorian Wood and Christine released statements saying they are withdrawing over concerns about the foundation's ties to Zionist movements. A spokesperson for Rising told Triple R News the foundation has since reallocated its funding out of concern for artists' well-being. Rising has also published a message on the Middle East on its website, saying the ongoing crisis in Gaza has left us profoundly distressed, and saying the festival has observed with great concern an increasing culture of online harassment, which has led to the severe erosion of respectful dialogue. The head of the peak body for nurses is one of two executives who have been sacked over alleged financial irregularities at the organisation. The Australian College of Nursing says in a statement it's terminated the employment of Chief Executive Kylie Ward and National Director of Partnerships Caroline Dorr. In a Facebook post, Ms. Ward has denied the allegations and says it wasn't a fair process. The college says the month-long investigation into the irregularities was carried out by a third party.
Opposition leader Peter Dutton has promised to slash migration during his budget reply speech. Faith Bejaya reports.
More than 500,000 migrants came to Australia last year. Peter Dutton has told the parliament that's adding to the housing crisis.
The Prime Minister is making the housing crisis much, much worse. And Australians need homes now.
He's proposed a 2-year ban on foreign investors and temporary residents buying existing houses and apartments.
Labor is bringing in 1.67 million migrants over 5 years, more than the population of Adelaide.
He says his party's policy will free up almost 40,000 additional homes in the first year. Faith Bejaya reporting for Triple R Midday News.
The peak body for universities is warning a proposed cap on international students will cost universities. Both Labor and the Coalition are looking to slow the growth in foreign students as a way to tackle the housing crisis. Nearly half of all students at the University of Sydney are international students, and opposition leader Peter Dutton says that's excessive. International students are worth about $35 billion to the Australian economy.
Domestic violence organisations say they may need to wind back services because of insufficient funding in the federal budget. There was no funding in the budget for frontline legal services for people fleeing violence, but the government did provide nearly $1 billion to a program that provides financial and social supports. Teal Independent MP Zali Steggall says the funding in the budget is a band-aid solution to a bigger problem.
Ultimately, women in domestic violence and violence situations need much greater financial assistance. Many were hoping to see in the budget a significant increase to JobSeeker, which is key to lifting women's economic insecurity.
Victorian opposition leader John Pesutto has issued a public apology to two women to settle defamation proceedings. Mr. Pesutto had made statements about Kelly J. Keane and Angela Jones after neo-Nazis gatecrashed a Let Women Speak rally they were involved in. In a statement, Mr. Pesutto says he never meant to assert the pair were neo-Nazis and he apologised for any hurt, distress or harm. Mr. Pesutto is still facing a third defamation case brought by MP Maura Deeming, who was expelled from the Liberal Party after the rally. Angela Jones says she feels relieved.
All I ever wanted was to highlight the plight of women regarding the impact of sex self-ID, and I never imagined the labels that would be applied to us for trying to do that.
One of Australia's most successful figure skaters has denied allegations of sexual misconduct with a minor. The US Centre for Safe Sport on Tuesday banned 3-time Olympian Brendan Kerry for life following an investigation. Ice Skating New South Wales says Mr. Kerry has stopped coaching and is no longer on its board while it conducts its own investigation. In a statement given to the ABC, Mr. Kerry says he'll appeal the ban.
To the weather now, in Melbourne, it's mostly cloudy today with a top of 16 degrees.
You've been listening to Triple R Radio News with Matthew Yunnan,
Isabella Chambers
and Lily Beamish.
Check it out. This is it,
what? Styling.
Style.
This is it, what?
Styling on Triple R.
With any old styles.
Come on. And let me take you there.